But when you look beyond the workplace to the state of the world at the moment, bitter political animosity, international conflict, the environment, it's easy to fall into despair, and that doesn't feel particularly useful. Which is why I was so struck to read an essay by the radical environmental activist Derek Jensen called Beyond Hope. In it, he suggests that the seemingly negative feeling of hopelessness might itself be a necessary and ultimately positive spur to action. While it might seem a strange stance for a campaigner to take, Derek argues that hoping for the best often just gets in the way.
My work is primarily concerned with why and how this culture commits so many atrocities and how do we stop them? How do we stop the murder of the planet? How do we stop violence against women, genocide against indigenous peoples? Back in the 90s, I had an acquaintance who was diagnosed HIV positive. He sent me a whole ton of literature about HIV and AIDS, and there was one sentence that just slapped me in the face, which was, eliminate false hope. And I started thinking about that a lot, and thinking about how false hopes can really bind us to unlivable situations and blind us to real possibilities. There is a reason that hope was in Pandora's box with all of the ills. It's not because hope is the one good thing, but because hope is a killer in those situations. If there is a pestilence, you can hope you survive or you can try to do something about it. Hope is a longing for a future condition over which you have no agency. And that's how we use it in everyday language. I am not going to say, I hope I eat today. I'm just going to do it. On the other hand, the next time I get on a plane, I hope it doesn't crash. Because once I'm in the air, I have no agency.
So next time you catch yourself hoping something's going to be okay, treat it like a warning bell and ask yourself, am I thinking positively as an alternative to taking action?
We can all say we hope that salmon survive, or we can say we hope that global warming doesn't kill the planet, or we can say we hope that the oceans don't acidify and become hypoxic and die by 2030. If you're not actually working to stop the primary cause of that harm, then this hope is nothing more than an acknowledgement of your own self-perceived powerlessness. Sometimes people, it has happened that people have misinterpreted this and said, oh gosh, Derek, you're against hope. And that's not true at all. What I'm against is believing that we are powerless when we are not. Somebody came up to me one time and said, so my brother has cancer. Are you telling me I can't hope that he survives the cancer? I said, absolutely not. I am not saying you can't hope your brother survives the cancer. What I am saying is you can't stand there with car keys in your hand and say, I hope you get to the hospital.
Abandon hope, says Derek Jensen, and that way you'll hang on to your agency, your power to act. This isn't positive thinking, but negative thinking and positive acting,